A short break as we're coming up on Rosh Chodesh Av, and we know the saying of our sages that Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. And the very simple literal level of it, it means that when Av comes in, we diminish with matters of joy. We don't build, you know, houses, pleasure, things like that. We start. The 3 weeks already are limited in joyous occasions, and further limited when it comes the 9 days. We don't bathe for pleasure. We don't, wash clothes for extra. We don't put on new clothes. There's a lot of all these laws to be looked up in the Shulchan Aruch, what applies for the 9 days. But the Hasidic interpretation of Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha is translated as when Av comes in, Mematim, how do we diminish the problems of the destruction? Is Besimcha. It's through joy. Joy is actually takes away from the ideas of Av. But that doesn't mean, God forbid, that we're going to go against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says has the laws that apply. So therefore, what the Rebbe said is that we should do permitted things that brings joy. One of the things that the Rebbe instituted was that they should make a siyum. They should conclude a tractate of learning. There's no objection halachically in making a conclusion, a siyum, which is a joy, which is a siyum. Some places, and where there's a real need, because they don't eat meat on the night during the 9 days. So in some places, what they do when there's a big need, like in camps, what they would do is they would do a siyum, and because it's a siyum, they are permitted to participate and they eat meat because they felt that needed to be done for the campers. So that's what they used to do that. But the way the Rebbe said it is, make the siyum, don't eat the meat. You know, in other words, make the siyum, have the celebration, make the simcha, but you don't have to eat the other things. If they eat the wine, drink the wine, eat the meat, you don't have to do that, and you can still take the ideas, in addition to learning the 3 weeks, the laws of the Beis Abichida, the laws of the Rambam, the laws of the Mishnah, the laws in the Psukim, all because, as I mentioned many times, they had after the Holocaust, somebody came up with an idea that at every Pesach table there should be an extra chair that should be reminding us, an empty chair reminding us of the children, unfortunately, that perished in the Holocaust. So this would be a reminder. And when they told the Rebbe this idea, the Rebbe says, no. The Rebbe says, make sure to fill up the chair with new children. Don't just dwell with those children that are gone. That's taka terrible. We should remember that, and but we have to do something about it. We have to fill the void, not to just make ourselves feel good by feeling bad about the past. We have to make sure that we have to fill this. And the same idea is here too. We mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but we also try to do additional things, and we try to add our confidence and betochen and trust and amunah that Mashiach is on his way and that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt
today. Yeah.
And therefore we are learning and preparing ourselves so that we should be ready as soon as the mitzvah shemir will happen. I had a personal when I first got married, so I was in Kollel. Not to mix up with the Kollel here, but I was in Kollel in 770, the first year, and the Rebbe instituted that they should do a siyum. So they honored me on the radio, on WEVD, whatever it was, the Jewish radio, to make a siyum. So the first siyum, which was Rosh Chodesh Av, they honored me to do the siyum on the radio. So, okay. It was a big honor. I was excited. I've never been on the radio before. I don't know if I've been since, but in the radio, it was a big thing. So, I'll go see him of all of New York or whatever. I've appeared myself. I learned the Masechta and everything else. I appeared myself. I'm ready to give the Masechta. I mean, it wasn't supposed to give a whole pupil over there, but still, you know, it's your chance, you know, you gotta. And it so happened that my wife went into labor. And we were there into labor, and Baruch Hashem, our oldest daughter, my Rivki, was born on Rosh Chodesh. Celebrating of bread. I did not make it on the radio. So after all that, somebody else quickly had to take my place. I'm not sure how he learned the whole Masechta one day with the gods or whatever. I'm not sure what they did, but somebody else did it, and I was exempt. Okay, we'll do Umarv.
Ah, no jacket.